them ahead of time.
No, about 5 o'clock. And, you know, I'm trying to go get up for a swim. I did not, okay.
Might do, but I don't know, that which I'm thinking about, so if you want to
outside, you know, and start, you know, I mean, overriding jury, you can't control it, you can't control it.
Might be an idea.
I wonder if that would be regarded as, well, how careful is regarded as?
I was regarding, mine is that they, we had one a month ago, so you have one, I mean, I put in the art, I'm not particularly for it, I'm slightly against it, but you could say, you have one a month ago, so you have one now. In the office. Questions would be about, you must do this and that, so forth, so on.
There'd be a lot about being that.
Yeah, I would answer those, because you see, Henry, we thought of that time.
What, do it midweek next week before I'm there?
No, I don't, no, I do it this week.
Do it this week, Thursday, no.
Thursday or Tuesday. No, I think I'd rather do it just about the day. Saturday. Or you could do it the next week, the 10th.
The 10th. I think you maybe want to do it before that, in the sense that McGovern is going either on the 9th or 10th.
That would be a non-Vietnam.
With his big Vietnam speech. I mean, he may have his Vietnam peace. He's supposed to have his Vietnam peace plan tomorrow. But I have a feeling maybe she meant next Tuesday instead of this Tuesday. Because it was Mrs. McGovern who said it.
Sorry about that. That was good, Chris. Sorry about that. Okay.
Damn right.
Of course you didn't care about that.
Oh, no. But the, what he's trying to do, October 9th was the anniversary of your press conference where you said anyone who's had 4 years to bring peace and fail to,
I'll be about 5 minutes left, or whatever,
shouldn't have another chance or whatever it is. So he's going to try to play to that anniversary. But as of now, he's got a time slot on the 10th and not on the 9th. The 9th is a holiday, a national holiday.
Then we have to do it next week.
Unless you want to do it this week.
That's right. I mean this week. You'd have to, isn't there something to be said not to have the press totally figuring that they're
down
in the crack? You see what I mean? We've got to realize that, much of a, as much as we know, we have to use them. But, having now, brother, of course, is a goddamn two-faced bastard to say that be accessible to the press. What the Christ does he think? What's the president going to do if he's not going to be accessible to the press?
He's playing games. He's playing games. You know,
it's accessible. We're never accessible, you know.
McGovern isn't either.
Hmm?
McGovern isn't either.
McGovern's already. Yeah,
not anymore.
They cut him off of that.
There's a rough article in Life on him. His loss of credibility this week. That,
what I had in mind was this, to go over a press thing. We can knock this crap off. Thursday, Friday, and that was important. Well, you could do one quite easily on Thursday, see what I mean? And just take all the odds and ends about predict the odds and ends about the campaign and whining about Vietnam, about the Soviet Jewry, you know, people saying that. Now, there's no losers, there's no winners, I know that.
No, but there's
what's the difference?
There's really not any losers. They're all,
well, they're not any losers in the sense that there's not any losers. They're tough questions. I mean,
you don't have any IT&T problems.
Well, I agree with you.
No Watergate problem.
Bar problem. Okay. grain deal, they would have, I suppose.
That's right. And by that time, Buzz will set something up. Well, my view is to do it this time, but you tell Buchanan, some way to do it, to not to tell all federal government that we're going to have it. Every time, every government, we've got to do this on the basis of who we say preparing questions for.
It's doing a revised briefing book for the vice president.
Right. No, actually, it's preparing it for me, but you should do it, he's doing it for the vice president. He's getting the questions, trying to help us in the greatest confidence. And my view is that we ought to do it on Thursday. I think it's pretty good, I just have a feeling. I thought this was going to be foreseen, press reaction to our own stuff.
That's the only argument against it, really.
Yeah. Well, I don't think the fact that the president, I was thinking of it from other terms, now we didn't, as we weren't going out this week, you see, and all the rest. And since we weren't going to have this conference on the road, I thought there should be one opportunity for the press to have another bang, you know, another go. I really think we should be, can't be just sitting around offering that. And then, of course, you can announce the radios, the radio speech you're going to make.
Yeah, all right, move it.